Hello from Phoenix.
Well, sort of Phoenix. Glendale!
Actually, technically, this is that city next to Glendale, Peoria or whatever. But
oh, really?
But the arena's in Glendale.
Okay.
Hello, 10 minutes away from the arena. We can actually kind of see it from the main street. So.
Yeah. I can't get over your sense of direction.
It's a grid. It's not that hard.
Again, I can't get over your sense of direction.
Oh, well.
I need my GPS for everything.
Oh, that's right. I didn't need the GPS once we got here, but... But yeah, then again, it's just a square grid, so it's not so bad.
Can't do it.
So we won. We got to a game that we won. The curse is over. The SCU attending curse.
Finally.
Finally? I don't know if it was a curse or not, but it certainly was starting to.
It felt like it.
Felt like it.
Ever since Anaheim, right?
The California issue, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it was fun. Do you want to do the city first or the game first?
Well, let's talk about the city. We got here yesterday. We flew in from Denver.
Yep.
Uneventful flight, direct. We got off. We didn't need our jackets. That was noticeable. Sunny.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
So nice to actually be able to go outside and then enjoy a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. And one thing about this, too, is like when they renamed this Arizona Coyotes, it's a great thing to do. We are far from Phoenix.
Yeah, we're far from downtown Phoenix. A good, like, half an hour with no traffic.
And to be honest with you, like, this area kind of reminds me of Kanata.
Yeah.
Very suburban. You've got a Tanger outlet.
Right next to the arena.
Right next to the arena. There's lots of restaurants, kind of like Kanata Centrum, except it's, I would say, more so walking distance.
It's more like the LA Live atmosphere right across
the street. Yeah, it's really nice, which you can't do in Ottawa because... With the seasons.
Oh, come on. We can have those dancing water fountains. You don't think that would go over?
Yeah, just shooting ice at people. yeah, it was really nice. Glendale Westgate's a lot better than Ottawa Westgate. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah, Westgate's the name of the entertainment district right by the arena.
Yeah.
Which
it could be entertaining to go to Westgate in Ottawa.
Yeah. Well, what?
You see some of the crazies coming out. But.
So it's not the jobbing.com arena. It's been renamed.
Not that I know anything about that, but.
What was the name of the arena now?
It's a casino thing now. Yeah, I forget it.
Glen River or something
like that. Let's see if I've gotten my pictures, but...
Anyway, basically a casino company's taken over the...
Gila River Arena.
There we go.
Yeah, so it's a...
We got there today after doing some outlet shopping. Tanger Outlets, because we can't
exact same stores.
Can't do that in Ottawa, right?
No, so. No.
Mind you, there's some good sales I got, but $20 dress pants.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah, and we definitely spent less than $500 each.
Yes.
If anyone from Customs is listening to
absolutely.
That.
Employ your lab more than that now anyways.
No in that case.
Go shopping. Yeah, we got to the game this afternoon. The gates to the actual arena don't open until 1 hour before. I was a little surprised.
That was, yeah.
Like, Will Call was open, but we had to still wait because we got there like 3:45. So 5 p.m. local start. Interesting time. 7 p.m. Eastern. We were there 3:45 and we were still waiting around for the gates to open. But, well, whatever. There's stuff to see and do there. It wouldn't be like the Canadian Tire Center.
But I think if they'd have... But if they'd have bigger crowds, I don't know. Like, you'd have to do it earlier than that.
Yeah, maybe they do it differently depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
It's also... we got there very well-attended game, I thought.
I thought, too. There's...
15,000, they said?
Yeah, I think Cardinal texted us, said 15,000. That's not outside of what Ottawa can do against a bottom-dwelling team that no one cares about.
Yeah, and technically it's an afternoon game, sort of, like 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of kids. It was a good turnout.
Lots of kids.
Well, I did see a lot of Sevens fans. So you'd say about 15%?
Yeah, 10%? I think roughly 15%, maybe.
Yeah, everyone's quite friendly. They talk.
Yeah, I still found Denver more friendly, but they were very accepting. I guess they're used to it, too.
Except for one person they're not very friendly towards.
Oh.
Mr. Kyle Turris.
Yeah. Wow. They weren't cheering for him, though.
They weren't?
Let's go, Kyle.
I'm pretty sure that was Coyotes, but let's go.
Kyle. Well, that makes a lot more sense, then.
But, yeah. We got there and watched the warm-up, but I walked over, I saw there's a couple of women in the corner, and I asked, they're wearing Sens gear, and I asked, are you from Ottawa? And they kind of, like, sheepishly kind of, like, And apparently they're local. They're Coyote fans, but they're friends with Turris from when he was here. So they were kind of showing their support
for Turris.
But as soon as the warm-up was over, they were zipping up. And
oh, really?
Yeah, they said they wore Turris jerseys last time Otto was here, and they were getting heckled. So
yeah, it was not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
There's some fans, like, during the game next to us are just screaming vitriol. Kind of like what you would expect to hear towards, like, Yashin back in the day, or Heatley, or Matt Cook.
Yeah, I would say it's Danny Heatley-ish.
Yeah, Danny
very,
Heatley-ish.
Very, very Danny Heatley-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not happy about that.
Which, where we always assume that the fan base doesn't care, but no, it's... Hmm. They're knowledgeable about that. They don't know the rules, but man, they're knowledgeable about that.
Yeah.
They really didn't know the rules. It was great.
Oh, when they started booing when they declined the goal because it, you know, didn't go in?
Because it didn't go in. But not only that, they showed the replay of it.
Oh, yeah,
they could obviously see the puck go post out.
And they were like, and they cheered it. Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's our goal. It's like, it's not a goal.
Yeah.
That was...
Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, almost died there. Game on! So Anderson back in, Lazar makes it in, Greening and Wierikosh out for old man Phillips too.
Yeah,
Connor gets smoked right at the start of the game,
and to which you keep saying, hey, just don't worry, just fell down, does that all the time.
He falls on his own. So,
and the fans turn around and said, yeah, sure.
No, I had a couple of them laughing.
Yeah,
and again, yelling shoot when Mike Smith is playing. Yeah, not fun.
And we were right behind Mike Smith for two periods. Every time he touches the puck, Pan yells,
shoot!
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have gotten a little frustrated with that one.
It got old after the second time, but whatever.
Yeah.
A couple times
38 is asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd miss it. You'd pick up where I'd leave off. You got to create your own fun sometimes.
So our ticket included a
hot dog and, well, not Coke, but a Pepsi product.
That was the worst hot dog I've had in a long time.
And that was value for money on that one. Because it was free.
Yeah.
You can't beat that price, but you can definitely beat that hot dog.
Oh, I didn't even finish it.
Oh, so bad. I only had two of them.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. So, the Preds. The Coyotes opened up the scoring with Michael Bodker just schooling Cowan, but it's kind of nice that Cowan kind of figured that out. Gatto goes on the power play, so here we go again. 0 for 28, I think it was, going into this game.
They're due.
And I've been saying it for 32. Oh, because I forgot the
last. No, they're due.
Oh, they're due, yeah. So, guess what? Milan Mikolic in front of the net.
Hey, it worked.
Scramble in front, and he pots it in. Zibanejad did a really nice play on that one to play the pass instead of the shot. 13:09 of the first, Clark MacArthur gets a nice goal off a Kyle Turris wraparound.
Yeah, he drew everybody over, and MacArthur's left open right in the back door.
Yeah, that was a really nice play there, too.
We had a front row view to that one.
Yeah.
So you were looking at your phone.
Yeah, I missed that one. Second period, Mike Hoffman scores one. Another one, I believe. Nope, not the power play. A nice play with Mika Zibanejad, and Bobby Ryan was on the ice for that one too.
That line had seemed pretty strong. I thought Hoffman had a good game. I even thought Zibanejad looked pretty decent out there.
Yeah.
It really looked good was Kondra.
Kondra had a great game. I was very happy with him, and Turris assist.
Turris, oh, he may not have shown it on the score sheet. Like, he got a couple assists, or at least one, but he brought his game. He showed up.
Yeah. You can tell that he didn't like to play in Phoenix when he was playing for Phoenix, but now that he's not, he loves playing in Phoenix.
Yeah.
That was an afterburner with him. What else happened? Another power play comes at the end of the second period.
Yeah.
Where Ray Ferraro says this is the worst time and your worst chances to get a power play goal.
It is.
Yep.
I agree with him.
Cody Ceci from a nice play by Eric Carlson. So, look at that. Two defensemen.
Yeah, you get a goal.
The power play.
Imagine that. Defenseman on the point where they're used to shooting from.
Yep. And I guess you can kind of balance out more of the minutes, too, with Mathot back. who I think was also quite solid today, too. It's fun to watch him.
Yeah, well, he's just playing it safe. He's being that good partner for Carlson. I wasn't paying attention. Was he paired with Carlson mostly?
He was.
Yeah.
He was. So this is a good time, especially with where the team's going to decide where to go. You got to see it. You got to see Mathot with Carlson.
Yeah.
And then take him out and put anybody else with Carlson and see what the difference is.
Well, we've seen the difference. Move them.
We have, and it's god awful.
Yeah.
So how much does he mean to this team?
He means quite a bit. They shouldn't be arguing over $300,000 or $400,000 like they were before.
But also now, it's how healthy is he?
Well, so hopefully he's back.
Yeah. So there's that. And then leg one, how dare he score a goal at 19:53.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Good schlacking. It's kind of nice to be on the dominant side of a game.
Yeah, you said it after the last game, too. Is Anderson, after getting pulled, is going to show up. And he was pretty good. 969 save percentage.
Yeah, and he could see all of his shots. He wasn't getting screened.
Yep.
His crease was being cleared, so he stopped those. He was on.
So I think he was able to rest up there. No, good game. The building itself, nice. The hallways were nice and wide, but it felt more like a conference center to me.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's
with the low,
a little bit like Tampa, maybe that kind of look and feel to it.
I don't know. Maybe
the Tampa
just
smaller.
Felt a lot more open. The ceiling is really low there too, so the lighting wasn't great. Just pot lighting instead of halogens or LEDs. Yep.
Okay.
So it's not the best building. The outside is beautiful.
Well, I mean, just the atmosphere, the palm trees and restaurants and patios and stuff.
Yeah.
Makes everything seem better.
But the inside is better than the Honda Center. One Tim Hortons.
With, again, a god-awful lineup just for coffee.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they get confused when you order Tim Hortons at an arena. Or when you order coffee at it.
It's coffee. Pour it out.
You know it's going to sell. You only offer one type anyway.
I know.
It's for this weird-ass dark roast stuff.
They don't have it there.
Yeah. Why would you ever walk into a building that looks like it's charred? I hate that commercial.
It's a gimmick. One other player that kind of stood out, I made comments on, was Lazar, because I was watching him a lot, back. One thing I like about that kid is he finishes every check.
That he does.
Even when the play's like, you didn't even really have to, he does it anyway.
And apparently even when the last guy that touches a puck is a goalie.
Yeah. I thought
that was a bad call.
A little bogus interference call, but if they're going to call that every time, fine. Protect the goalies in the league, but they don't, so that call just seemed bogus.
Yeah. Well, it's a 5-1 win, so what do you want?
Yep.
That was fun.
So much for the tank. That was a...
I know, we can't even tank proper.
No, we can't tank
This proper. Was a big 4-point tank game, too.
Yep. Yeah, we're not getting that top pick, so...
It's a lottery. Just get in the bottom five.
It's not happening.
Even at that, it's a good draft year.
Yep.
So...
Continue the...
Yeah, we got to figure out what to do tomorrow.
Yes, we're here in Phoenix until Monday. Monday afternoon, I think. Mid-afternoon, we fly out.
Okay. Yeah.
So we get a good full day tomorrow. Well, you know, there's NFL football, if you like that kind of thing. But
yeah, you're going to stay behind, probably. And we'll figure it out. As recommended, old Scottsdale, but it's 40 minutes away, too.
See, I got home after the game, and I went for a swim.
I forgot.
Outside.
That. Yeah.
And that was phenomenal. Bathtub temperature water.
Yeah. And this house has a pool room, too.
Yeah.
Pool table room, but technically still a pool room.
Anything else we should mention?
No. No, you did enjoy barbecuing while watching hockey outside.
Oh, yeah, for lunch today. The Bruins game was on, or barbecuing hamburgers, watching hot dog outside, eating outside.
On the same day that the canal is now cold enough to...
to skate. Oh, jeez. Oh, we, first intermission, we met the famous Miss Brianne from Twitter.
Yeah, that was fun. Nice girl.
Yeah, nice to put a face to a name there. All those vomiting rainbows and... And frustrations and unicorns and
maze balls and everything.
Yeah, she's down from Calgary visiting her dad. Yeah, has a vacation home here.
Yep, and we bumped into someone else from the team too. And
oh yeah,
who's not working in PR?
No.
Come on, guys, help us out. So yeah,
we've been trying to score an interview with Curtis Lazar, but
we'll see.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm going to email Chris again.
Okay.
Tonight.
Yeah, it might be a good day to do it tonight.
Yeah.
Worst case, we can maybe go by the hotel and see them playing Frisbee on the sand or something.
Yeah. At least they're not playing Florida.
Yeah.
Right after. Idiots. So, no, that's all I've got for today. We haven't really done much in regards to tourism as of yet. We did have those nice, whatever that place was, a Blue Burger.
Blue Burger? Oh, yep. Yeah, the hamburgers.
That was pretty good. You built your own thing with all these weird condiments on it.
Oh, yeah. Goat cheese, guacamole, bacon, and jalapeno.
Yeah. And $2 shock tops. Yeah. That's cold.
That was great.
So, that's all I've got.
That is it. We're in a happier mood. I'm a little tired. I think I caught your cold, but whatever. I'll live.
Maybe we should have shared a bed then.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have shared that bed. Yeah. All right. We are going to enjoy the rest of Phoenix for the next day and a half. And then we're off to Dallas on Monday. So, Mr. Texas Chad, you tell your wife to hold it. Hold it until after the game.
And then afterwards you can scramble.
We'll look forward to seeing you there, Chad. And make sure you listen to this game, because apparently the Lone Star Brahmas, who Texas Chad works for, has had a perfect, undefeated home record, and he's been forcing them to listen to Sen's call-ups in their front office. So he keeps bugging, like, put another episode out, guys, we got a perfect record.
Well, pretty much everyone's forced to listen to this anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Under the criminal code, it's a community service or something.
Whatever, it's free.
All right, you guys. Hope you enjoyed our little recap, and let's see if we can get a full show coming up here, maybe sometime soon.
Let's go, Kyle!
Later.